You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Well, if you want to send in a problem, there's a couple of different ways you could do it.
Sure. Hop on the World Wide Web. Go to Mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link. You can email us there or go onto the FB, Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy and shoot us a message.
Seems like the majority of them come through Facebook these days, but this from Danette was old-fashioned email. So
an
apparently
e-letter.
She went to Mix100.com and clicked on our tab. She goes, to my favorite boys. Although she did not put the Z.
Come on.
No, she did the S.
Come on.
To my favorite boys, I want to complain about something that is really disturbing me. This year, we're going to my aunt's house for Thanksgiving. Let me interrupt here for a second. Where are you? Are you going to an aunt?
Nicole's aunt's house.
Oh, so you're going to an aunt's house too?
Indeed I am. Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, Danette says, this year we're going to my aunt's house for Thanksgiving. We've hosted the last couple of years, and I was a little relieved to be going somewhere else this time. I guess it does become overwhelming after a while if you have a whole bunch of people in your house.
Sure, change it up.
Well, my aunt sent a text message to everyone who's going to her house. There will be 16 of us there total. And she said, quote, I'm excited to have all of you here. As you know, it's a lot of work and expense to host. So if you feel like it, please think about making a little donation to the cause. End quote. Danette goes, guys, my aunt is not a millionaire, but she's also not struggling to get by. I just think it's tacky to ask Thanksgiving guests to throw money in a bowl or something. If you invite people to your house, can you really ask for money? My husband says it sounds reasonable, especially since it's not a specific amount. I just think it's wrong. I told my husband I might just put in $3 to sort of make a statement. We'd love to know what you guys think. We listen every morning and love, in all caps, love your show. That is Danette.
Very nice, Danette. Thank you.
Thank you, Danette. Hugs to you. So the aunt, we got to give her a name. We don't have her name.
Oh, aunt.
You know, I had an aunt Ruth who hosted every year.
Do Ruth then.
Aunt Ruth.
Crazy Aunt Ruth.
Aunt Ruth was my aunt who hosted Thanksgiving for years and years and years.
All right.
So Aunt Ruth is looking for money in a bowl.
Maybe a nice wicker basket. Make it a little more festive for the season. Okay.
Man, put it that's into a horn of plenty.
There you go. Perfect.
Well,
that's
a
ballsy text is what that is.
I find it tacky, too. But at the same time, I guess, listen, if you go to anybody who's hosted for Thanksgiving knows it costs you.
Of course,
a lot of money.
Because usually the turkey falls on you, and a turkey for 16 people is probably easily at least $30, I would think, for just the big old turkey, if not two turkeys.
And then you got the honey baked ham, Jeremy.
Oh, then that too, of course.
And then all the stuff for pies, and then the
week of cleaning and getting nice tablecloths and making sure the table settings are perfect and your house looks great. I mean, it sounds like her aunt is doing this on her own, maybe. Single aunt? I don't know if there's a spouse involved. I don't know. But still, if it's just her, that's a lot to take on and host. But she could have said no. She could,
I don't know what...
toss a fiver at her, maybe.
What was it?
In the wicker basket.
Well, Danette says she's going to put in $3. Three? That's more of just... You might as well draw a picture of a middle finger and put that in the little wicker
gobble,
basket.
Gobble, gobble. Trace your hand and make it a turkey.
If you're going to do $3 for you and your family, then I think you're just flipping off Aunt Ruth.
Right, and then that's the thing. Like, say, let's just round it to a fiver. Like, if it's a fiver and a family of four come, is it five per person? I mean, are you chipping in then for your little kids or something too?
Here's a question for you. If you're bringing a dish, as they say,
yeah,
do you still need to contribute money?
I thought about that too. If you're bringing your crock pot full of sweet potatoes.
But that's just one component out of like 12 things that are going to be on the table.
But you're contributing to the meal, and that's going to everybody there too. So do you need to bring your crock pot and a fiver? I don't like this. The more I talk about it, the less I like. I was kind of on board with it in the beginning.
I think it's tacky. Lines are full. Here's Taylor. Good morning, Taylor. Welcome to the show.
Hi, boys. How are you?
We're so good. What do you want to say about this?
So So I think it's slightly tacky to ask somebody to give money for it, but I feel like if she would have asked everybody to maybe bring something like a side dish, rolls, you know, help out a little bit, it wouldn't have been so tacky.
Maybe. I don't know. I still feel like you could still chip in, even if you bring a side dish. Even if you bring in the lame side dishes, like the bag of rolls, that compared to a crock pot full of sweet potatoes, I think you should have the bag of rolls and $5.
See, Taylor, I want to say something about this side dish thing, but I'm going to hold it for just a minute. But I've got a thought on the side dish that people maybe haven't considered.
Or the bottle of soda guy.
Yeah, you know, right.
I'll bring the soda. No.
Taylor, thank you for that call. We appreciate it. Here's Ashley. Good morning, Ashley. What do you think?
Hi. I actually agree. It's more appropriate to ask to be for people to bring a side dish than to ask for money. But I think it's worse to expect the host to do everything.
I agree, because then really all she has to do is worry about the turkey. And then you could dole out every single side dish to everybody else, and then it's not
all that
big a deal.
I can't hold it back anymore. I've got to say it, Ashley. I have to say it. I, in the last couple of years, have done a complete 180, and I no longer am on board with the everyone bringing a side dish, and I'll tell you why. Generally, not always, but generally the people who host a Thanksgiving are damned good cooks, right? You don't usually get somebody hosting Thanksgiving who doesn't really, besides, you know what I'm talking about. And when you start doling out side dishes, suddenly you've got very important components to the meal that are being brought by people who are not that good at it. And so now, just for the sake of some sort of Thanksgiving democracy, we're loaded down with crappy side dishes.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's the truth, and you
know
it's true.
No, it's not, because usually every person volunteers to bring their specialty.
Like,
we'll be bringing the sweet potatoes, and
we happen to be good at it.
Yes, but that's what everybody does, is they bring their specialty,
have you
man.
Have you been to a potluck at, like, the company potluck?
Well, nobody gives a crap about
potlucks.
Yes,
but they still bring their specialty, and the food is like,
no good, huh?
I want the person who's going to be hosting, who's a good cook, let them do it. And I guarantee you this, that host or hostess also is like, I could have made way better than this. And now this is tainting my Thanksgiving celebration.
We should just cancel Thanksgiving.
Ashley, I'm glad you called.
Bye, Ashley.
Should have
what
sat
a
there
stupid little holiday, huh? That,
but you know I'm right.
I don't think you're right.
Oh, come on.
So you are, and that's you feel like
what
you
are. What if five people feel like they're great at sweet potatoes?
But no, it never. That never happens.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
If there's five.
Okay.
But only one person can bring them.
Yes.
So now those other four have got, well, I guess
they'll
I got
they bring rolls and Sprite.
Rolls. Bring the rolls. Hi, Donna. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you all?
Well, we're good. I think I have detoured us down a different path. I'm going to change the topic. I don't think it should be about
crappy side dishes.
Shouldn't one person or two people at the most, the two really good cooks, should be in charge? Because people who can't cook are going to bring crappy side dishes.
Oh, come on.
Well, actually, my family took the problem away years ago. We have one place that we all meet every year, and everybody brings their own side dishes that we know for years everyone loves. So,
see, that's the thing.
No,
yeah, they have their specialty. The one thing they know.
In your family.
And we know they love it because we've been eating them forever, and that's what goes first. There's no question about it.
I am glad you called. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Bye, Donna.
Have a great day. Now, they might say they all love it, but after years, like
this
God.
Gravy is so runny.
Right. Kathleen is going to bring the gravy again.
It's so watery.
We all got to pretend like we like Kathleen's gravy.
There's bones in
gotta it. Got to choke it down.
We don't even like Kathleen.
Here's John. Hello, John. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
What do you think?
Well, my wife is a hostess. She'd like to have all the holidays at our house. And as far as she's concerned, if she's inviting people over to have dinner at our house, there's no expectation for them to chip in or bring any food because we invited them over.
The general rule of thumb we kind of
think about is maybe just bring a bottle of wine or along those lines.
Some hooch.
I'm on board, John, with all of that. She's preparing the meal. People bring wine.
That's a general rule.
Go.
That's, yeah.
I'm glad you called, buddy. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye, John.
And then, of course, somebody will bring some crappy $3 bottle of red.
Right. Some Arbor Mist.
You know, they come walking in
it's
with
strawberry.
They come walking in with Yellowtail, and you're like, oh, God, they
get
brought
the
Yellowtail. Here's Abby. Good morning, Abby. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're good, Abby. What do you want to add
taters.
To this? Yeah.
I do think it's tacky to ask your family for money. I'm in favor of bringing the sides of the wine. I think that's perfect for a family gathering.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the consensus.
I'm rolling
here.
Over to the wine element much more than the sides.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for calling, Abby.
Bye, Abby.
Thanks
for being on the show. Who's been holding the longest? Heidi. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
What do you got?
It's called Thanksgiving, not Thanks-taking. That is so rude.
That's a funny line.
You got a ding, Heidi. You earned a ding.
Yay.
I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you for being on the show, okay?
Bye.
Very nice. Good morning, Heidi. Thank you for taking the time.
Good morning.
Just a quick note, we're only going to be able to get to maybe Heidi and then Nicole. We're not going to have time for everybody else's calls. So thank you, everyone who called. Heidi, what do you want to say?
Well, you know, I did Thanksgiving at my house every year for 10 years for my family, and it was an honor to have them at my house. They didn't bring anything. I did it all.
Yeah. Yes,
and you're a good human.
I think it's the best thing when it's your family. You bring them, you invite them over, you feed them.
There you go. Maybe it's because I was raised in a 51% Italian family, but when people come over, you feed them.
Right.
Exactly,
Ruth needs to lighten up a little bit, I think.
Heidi, thank you for taking the time. Bye. You have a great Thanksgiving.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And then last word on this is Nicole. Nicole, are you on my side with all this?
I am, because I am a control freak when I host. Yeah. I want to control all the sides, and I'm a good cook, so I want to make sure it all tastes good. So I prefer nobody bring anything, but you always have that one person who shows up with, like, something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always like, if you have to bring something, bring an appetizer or, you know, some cheese and crackers if you have to bring something.
Because I'm telling you, you don't want to put that crap on the table. You're like, oh, I've got everything just right, and now we've got to throw in their potato salad.
Right, I agree. I'm a control freak. I don't want anybody to bring anything. Then I know everything is cooked. And cooked correctly.
Well, to perfection.
Your Thanksgiving sounds fun.
I like it.
No, I'm a good host. I love the host.
Sounds like it.
Everything down from the drinks to everything. I don't expect anybody to bring anything.
Just don't bring anything or you'll get the evil eye from Nicole on Thanksgiving.
But the stink eye.
You'll be placed at the far end of the table.
You have to sit out on the back porch.
They'll sit you at the kiddie table.
I tried to bring a side thing, and my sister-in-law showed up with a sack of potatoes for the mashed potatoes. So I ended up having to make them anyway. So that was the only time I did it. And I was like, okay, I'm done. That was it.
Wow. She brought a sack of potatoes.
Here's the potatoes for the mashed potatoes.
I think she kind of gets you and your,
that's pretty
your
funny.
Nazi style of Thanksgiving.
I'm glad you're on my side, Nicole. You have a great Thanksgiving. Thank
bye,
you.
Bye, Nicole.
Thank
bye.
You for being on the show.
You won't let me cook anything? Here's a sack of potatoes.
Mm-hmm. The problem is you got to get there early. Now potatoes take a long time.
I know. Oh, that was fun. Well, Ruth needs to lighten up, I think.
Yeah, so...
Or not host. Can they yank the hosting duties from her?
I have a feeling this will be Aunt Ruth's last year to host Thanksgiving.
I think you're right, man.
Mm-hmm. Danette, thank you for writing. According to our listeners, it is tacky to ask for money.
That's right.
Do the $3 thing like you were talking about. All right, there you go. Appreciate it. If you want to send in your problem, what's your problem? You send it to us. Just go to... Mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy tab at the top, or you can send us a message on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.